USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his West Coast swing, the president leaving Nevada and heading to California to participate in a briefing on California's wildfires. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Democratic Governor Kate Brown says her state has been devastated by wildfires.
We burned over 1 million acres of beautiful Oregon. We've got fires on the coast. We've got fires in communities right up abutting our metropolitan areas. And Southern Oregon has been devastated.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is offering a $100,000 reward to anyone with information on the man or woman who ambushed and shot two police officers in Compton, California. The two deputies are out of surgery and expected to survive. Democratic nominee Joe Biden set to deliver remarks in Delaware on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A tropical storm is expected to be a Category 2 hurricane when it reaches landfall on Tuesday. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Folks in Mississippi are being warned to prepare for Tropical Storm Sally, expected to be a hurricane when it strikes neighboring Louisiana early tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn Mississippi will be on the eastern side of the storm, meaning it will get the brunt of the rainfall and wind. In some spots, maybe 20 inches of rain.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is stressing the importance of the relationship between the United States and Qatar.
The United States and Qatar continue to enjoy a strong trade and investment relationship, supported on both sides by open markets and a commitment to fair practices.
He spoke at an event with representatives from both nations and said there's a shared goal of getting rid of terrorism around the globe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Netflix is encouraging subscribers to watch an award-winning French film titled Cuties, despite a petition to remove the film and the trending hashtag Cancel Netflix. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the film. He sent a letter to the DOJ asking them to investigate Netflix.
Netflix is an incredibly profitable U.S. company. Barack Obama makes a ton of money from Netflix, and they are profiting. They are making money by selling the sexual exploitation of young kids, and so I asked the Attorney General to investigate them because federal law makes it a crime. It is a felony to distribute child pornography. And you know, it's interesting online, lots of so-called journalists were defending, well, it's just a movie. You know what? We arrest and put in jail people every year for movies. If you have child pornography, if you have kids engaged in sexual activities, if you produce it, if you distribute it, you face criminal penalties.
Yeah.
And Netflix is making a ton of money.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. And Jeopardy returns Monday for its 37th season. Host Alex Trebek recorded the show without a studio audience as he continues to battle pancreatic cancer. The contestants will all be socially distanced. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.